to a health story now. More than 30 million Americans have osteoarthritis, a chronic condition of the joints that affects mainly older people. Many of them seek relief by taking steroid injections in their hips and knees. Now, a new study is raising concerns about possible complications from those injections. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg has more details.
As an assistant dean at the Boston University School of Medicine, Maria Ober sees a lot of the studies by the school's researchers before they're published in scientific journals. One that crossed her desk recently caused her personal worry, because for the last decade or so, she's been getting steroid shots in the problem knee that has pained her ever since a high school tennis injury.
I just didn't like reading the fact that, you know, it might not be doing me any good at all.
The shots definitely do help Ober in that they lessen the pain for a while, she says.
I was more distressed to think about the long-term consequences for my short-term alleviation of pain. Is this really something that I should be doing?
The study about steroid injections for hip and knee arthritis was published in the journal Radiology. Its headline asks whether the injections are as safe as doctors thought. Its senior author, BU School of Medicine Professor Ali Gramazi, says the research team looked at more than 400 hip and knee injections last year.
And we found that the complication rate, it's around 8%. And that's probably underestimating the real number.
8% may not sound like a lot, but it's more than you'd expect for a procedure that doctors widely consider safe. And the team observed some major complications, including joint degeneration that progressed very rapidly, fractures, and bone loss. Dr. Gramazi emphasizes that these findings do not prove that steroids cause the complications.
I'm saying be careful. There is a problem. They are not safe, and we need more evidence. So that's why we argue in our conclusion that we need more studies.
There are very few good studies on the long-term effects of steroid injections, says Dr. Richard Kajowski, a professor of radiology at the University of Wisconsin, who wrote an editorial to go with the new study.
So right now, you know, our physicians have no qualms about either injecting into the joint in order to treat osteoarthritis or injecting in other areas of the body.
The injections have become so common that a 2016 study found that more than one-third of Medicare patients newly diagnosed with arthritis got steroid injections for it. Dr. Kajowski says many patients do get relief for weeks or months, but he also cites a growing body of evidence that steroids may accelerate arthritis, and pain relief itself may be part of the problem.
These patients feel so good that, you know, they go out and really overload their joints. You know, that could be a problem as well because they're structurally weak.
I don't think people should regard this report as something that should cause terribly much worry.
Dr. Jeffrey Katz is a professor of medicine and orthopedic surgery at Harvard and Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. He points out that the study was not designed to show whether steroid injections caused the complications, only to alert the field to that possibility. And evidence on the possible link is fairly new.
So clinicians and patients who've been doing injections for several years, probably, you know, it's worth it to pause and say, do we want to discuss what we think are the benefits and the risks of this again?
And he says many patients may well be willing to accept some risk if they get significant relief from pain. Maria Ober from the BU School of Medicine faces that decision.
I'm definitely going to have a conversation with my doctor. I mean, I'm curious to know what orthopedic surgeon's reaction to this paper is.
If she's any indication, the paper is already spurring some of the doctor-patient discussion its authors hoped it would. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Goldberg.